This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Four teams remain in the NFL playoffs, and that means only four teams left for you to bet on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Hour three brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com. Anything a bank can do, they got you covered. It's the official credit union of Three and Out. Go sign up, tvacreditunion.com, or walk into over 30 branches right here in East Tennessee. Florida goes down again. Another one bites at us. Good pull by you, Hickman.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be a good one.
What a genius. Can't teach that kind of stuff, you know?
It looks like coaches in college basketball, most of the good ones either are about average and playing guys with two fouls, which would tell me they're I pick which guys can handle it, which guys can't.
Yeah.
Or they just kind of have a rule that we don't play guys with two fouls in the first half. So, there you go. Whatever that's worth. Give me a fun weekend, basketball. All these good SEC. I mean, I like watching the SEC.
I mean, that's
SEC
a full
play each
full
other,
slate of just SEC games you'd want to watch this weekend.
Yeah, the 4 o'clock, the 6 o'clock, and the 8 o'clock game.
Mm-hmm.
All on ESPN?
Yeah, those are.
Yeah, that's our
game, we'll definitely start on ESPN News. Like, yeah. That's going to happen.
I hate that.
I mean, there's no way.
Other top 25 games, Duke at Louisville. Davidson's in the top 25 now, so they're playing LaSalle.
Imagine if they had Kellen Grady.
Michigan State, big rivalry game, CBS, 12:30, if you're into that sort of thing. Xavier travels to Creighton. Arizona State, Arizona. Marquette plays Providence on FS1 at 4:30. They're both in the top 25. There's, you know, Illinois Northwestern, some other games like that. UConn at DePaul, Cal at USC, Houston at UCF. And Stanford at UCLA.
Yeah, not going to watch any of those.
No.
Got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah. I mean, Michigan State would have been a huge game if Michigan wasn't so terrible. But they are.
Indeed.
I wonder what Louisville's going to do.
Brett sent in a list of some newer names.
Okay.
I don't think we mentioned all of these or maybe any of these yesterday. That is, did you see what Max said yesterday? He said, you got to win. It's simple as that. I don't think this is about wins and losses necessarily, but.
I think it's both.
I think it's both, but
if they were in the top five, they would make it work. They're so bad, he's fired. If they're in between, they'd be kind of still waiting to see and maybe fire him at the end of the year.
Yeah. Matthew McGavick of, I guess this is Louisville's Sports Illustrated page, which is weird. I thought Sports Illustrated was gone. Here's their list. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Alphabetical order, so don't get confused. Mike Boynton of Oklahoma State. He's 82-66. Mick Cronin. They think they can go to UCLA and steal a guy who played for the national championship in, I think that was his first year. Fascinating. Scott Davenport. Bellarmine?
I don't know.
Head coach? He is 389-126.
Huh.
Eric Musselman, 59-24 at Arkansas, overall 169-58. That would be kind of fascinating. Nate Oates makes the list. Kenny Payne, who is an assistant for the New York Knicks. Of course, Bruce Pearl. We mentioned Kelvin Sampson yesterday. Mm-hmm. Apparently he's on their, well, at least this guy's hot board. Surprised. You're not going to steal Mick Cronin from UCLA, right?
I don't think so.
That's kind of a reach. I mean, yeah. I definitely think you'd be more likely to lure Bruce Pearl. I'm not saying it's possible, but it seems more likely. According to this guy, Bruce Pearl is the hot name among the fan base when it comes to this search. Obviously, Pearl and Auburn, number one in the AP poll for the first time in school history. Led the Tigers to their first Final Four in 2019. Also had a successful stint at Tennessee in the mid to late 2000s.
We're aware.
Well, I just making sure you knew which Bruce Pearl I was talking
about.
Yeah,
no, I know you did. I wasn't taking a shot at you. It was just funny.
The main problem is that Pearl carries a fair amount of NCAA baggage. He was fired from Tennessee after hosting Aaron Kraft at a barbecue during an unofficial visit, which in hindsight is not a big deal, but also had an assistant coach at Auburn, Chuck Person, get tangled up with the Adidas scandal in 2017. Thanks for mentioning the barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that. Always nice to be
reminded.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's great. It's good stuff. Really like it.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Just get Pearl. Get it over with. Get him out of the league. I can root for him at Louisville. I just can't do it, you know. I just can't do it here. Sorry.
Get rid of him at Auburn? I mean, it's not Alabama. It's not Florida. It's not even Vanderbilt. It's just Auburn. They're in the West.
It's the SEC, and there's no divisions in basketball, so I don't care about East and West.
I see. Yeah, it's a conundrum.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Toughie.
It's really not. Yeah. What are you talking about? Just get him out of just get him out of the SEC. Let's get this over with. Good luck at Louisville. Big program, big mm-hmm. arena, big fan base, blue blood, according to Nate. And it'd be easier to root for him there. Don't have to play him every year. Yeah. Don't have to worry about seeing him in the SEC tournament.
Mm-hmm. It would work. It'd be good. I guess we'll so do you want him to – is it better if he wins big and then he'll leave Auburn this year because he won big, or is it better for him to maybe have an early exit at Auburn and then think, man, I've done as much as I can do at Auburn. I need to go to Louisville.
I hope they're talking to him right now and this season falls apart. He's not really all the way there. It kind of gets leaked. It gets announced. The team kind of quits on him and we mm-hmm. beat him maybe in the regular season. They still somehow hold on to the one seed, but we beat him for the SEC championship, and we move up to the two.
Yeah.
Meet him on Sunday. He's like, hey, yeah, I mean, I'm a pretty good Auburn team. They somehow make it. I'm going to Louisville. Boom.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Les Miles almost got the Michigan job the day Tennessee played LSU in the 2007 SEC championship. Then he stays, and LSU comes out with their hair on fire. If he goes, well, he'd probably win that game.
Oh, man. That's a good point.
I want some drama. I mean, it's the same reason in his.
What if he stays though, and then man, then they.
Well, then they'd probably beat us by 50.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Yeah, that would. No thanks. No thanks. Because
mm-hmm.
what was that Michigan score? I mean, I guess it kind of started leaking to the team that day.
Like 80-50 something. I don't know.
I mean, I feel like we lost by. I mean, it was 30, right? It was like 88-58.
It was bad, real bad. Not good at all.
And yet here you are just slobbering over Bruce Pearl. I mean, do you remember his last game here? We got Howes in the tournament. It was a first-round exit, which is what you guys always complain about.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, yeah, he was fired, but, you know, still.
So we didn't do what we had to do.
Couldn't motivate the guys after that? Like, hey, win one for the Gipper? Come on.
It's the university's fault.
They loved him so much they were heartbroken and couldn't dare go out there and play without, you know, worrying about
it's a good take
what's coming
you,
next.
Man. Yep, exactly.
No, I think that's fair. I think that's...
We do need to get into the NFL. We'll break down, of course, Texas-Tennessee a ton tomorrow as we get set for the weekend.
You going
to
let Davey back tomorrow?
I don't know. We'll have to see. See how he's doing on his sensitivity training and all that stuff.
Has he taken care of the business that he needed to take care of?
I'll have to get a full report later today.
Mm-hmm.
Talk some NFC, AFC championship game matchups coming up. And did you guys see what Deadspin did yesterday?
No.
Having to do with NFL and coaching. And
oh, God.
It was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Say about next. Hour three continues. This segment brought to you by MyBookie. Check out MyBookie, and you can bet on these NFC, AFC championship games coming up this weekend. As always, if you use our promo code Knoxville when you sign up, you can double your first deposit. And even if you decide not to go that route, please use promo code Knoxville when you sign up for MyBookie. That'll let them know that we sent you. We always appreciate you guys supporting the sponsors, helping us here, helping show them the power of Fan Run Radio. That's mybookie.com. Use promo code Knoxville when you sign up. They got all the college basketball stuff as well, so you can bet on Texas, Tennessee. Usually lines come out day of the game, of course, just like all the other books. It's mybookie.com. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. So if you have that anywhere problem, MyBookie's the place to go. Use promo code Knoxville, and you can get in on the NFL playoff action and college basketball as well. Speaking of the NFL, Houston, we got the two championship games coming up this weekend, so obviously we'll get to those. You also have hiring and firing season going on.
Oh yeah,
with
absolutely
all the teams that aren't still alive. Deadspin yesterday published an article. Well, sorry, they published an article over the weekend. It kind of, the news broke yesterday. They were warning NFL teams that they better not hire Mike McDaniel, the San Francisco 49ers offensive coordinator, because he's a white guy. The subheading read, quote, "Please stop and think before you inadvertently dub another young white guy as the next hot NFL coaching prospect."
I'm stopping and thinking.
As this article says, the first step to proper race baiting is getting the skin colors of the subjects right. Unfortunately for Deadspin, they missed that step.
It's incredible.
McDaniel is biracial, not a dangerous creature known as a white man.
What? And when you're trying so hard to be so woke and you're just completely wrong, like, yeah, what do you do? Like, just.
Upon learning of the writer's mistake, Deadspin hilariously added an editor's note at the top of the post that read this: "We learned after the publication of this article that 49ers offensive coordinator Mike McDaniel, whom we describe as a white guy, is in fact biracial. The article's original text remains below. We regret the error."
Why would I continue to read after they admit that pretty egregious error? So dumb, man. Just
what's more, Deadspin recently published.
I used to go to Deadspin like on the reg for articles. It's worthless now, man.
Get this: they recently published an annual list called "quote Idiots of the Year,"
mm-hmm,
where they called Sage Steele Black Candace Owens.
Mm.
Sage Steele also biracial, I believe.
Well, is Candace Owens not African American?
That was my understanding.
Yeah, so that's,
yeah. I mean, I haven't researched all this stuff.
I'm just
going off of her Twitter avi. But
that's
yeah,
just what makes it kind of,
yeah.
So okay,
right, it's
yeah,
kind of a double whammy
right
there.
Yeah, got it.
But I mean,
no,
to say
sense,
not to hire a guy specifically because of his race and then have his race wrong.
Pretty gold.
Yeah. They even used a, they even put a picture of him in the article and said, "Sure, Mike McDaniel seems cool, but he's not worthy of a head coaching gig yet."
So they essentially became who they were going after by
right
saying that.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cuz they thought he was white.
So anyway, we'll see how he does Sunday. Be a big challenge. Going up against the Rams defense for the biracial, which doesn't matter one iota about how he coaches football. As the Rams host the 49ers, that's the 6:30 NFC Championship game, second one on the docket for Sunday.
Did you see what Kansas City Chiefs fans are doing?
No.
I guess they felt bad for the Buffalo Bills, so they've started to donate money to Oishe Children's Hospital. Have you seen this?
No.
They've raised $255,000 for this children's hospital, and all the donations are in increments of $13 for the 13 seconds that Mahomes had on the clock to go down and tie the game. Goes for a good – I mean, they're bagging on him, obviously, yeah. But it goes to a good cause.
I like that.
Didn't this happen not long ago? Like, opposing fans were donating to the charity of a – was it a kicker who missed a kick – in the playoffs, and the fans felt bad, so they donated all this money to the charity of his choice. And I mean, raised a bunch of money, but Chiefs fans really driving home that win over the Bills.
Yeah.
I can't really blame them. That's not.
No, it's great.
Yeah, raising money.
Yeah, it's not
getting
wrong
your,
with that.
You know, making. That's kind of a dunk. Kind of a dunk, but good for the kids.
Yeah, it's good on them.
Let's see
that's
here.
What sports is all about, right?
Sure. Did you see that the New York Giants...
Should we donate $6?
To who?
Know, what, to six? Some Gainesville Children's Hospital or something? For the 6 points?
For the 6 points that Pat Adams took away
Mike
from
him? Mike White's complaining about? I mean, he is Danny's brother. It'd be the nice thing to do, right?
I don't know. After that fight after the game, I'm kind of out. I mean, they punched Folky... Well, not punched. Well, elbowed Folky's eye shut last year, and now they want to fight our students. They're going after Mary Card.
That's why I would be... I would still be bent over the Fulkerson thing from last year. Not anything said last night. If I was a Tennessee,
well, it's just
this, I'm shocked that our kids are that nice. Just
well,
in general.
We were talking about that going into the game. Like, would we be surprised if somebody gave somebody a little? I know Payne's not there anymore, right? And if he had been, it might have been different. But I was kind of half expecting Uroš to get a technical, and he ended up getting one. I wasn't surprised. I mean, I half expected it to be a little bit worse than it was, to be honest with you. But like you said, we got a nice, clean program. Classy program, as Rick Barnes says. We're not going to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, very classy.
But maybe we should donate some money to Mike White's charity of choice. No, not going to do that.
Okay.
Sorry.
We could donate to Danny White's charity of choice.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just donate to our own NIL fund. It can be the Pat Adams plan.
Mm.
$6 every time a SEC referee gets his wings.
I don't know about that. That's... did you see that the Denver Broncos are set to hire Green Bay's offensive coordinator?
No.
That's the way things appear to be moving, and I got to be honest... If they do that, is it possible that Aaron Rodgers goes to Denver and Devontae Adams goes with him? If they got Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers, that's a pretty potent offense.
It's about time.
It's a really good team, actually.
It's about time he underachieves in a different city.
Yeah, where is he going to go?
That's why I just said Denver.
Oh, I know, but...
That's the latest talk.
Well, the other option.
The 49ers wouldn't be a bad one, but...
You know what some people said? I hate Davey's not here for this.
I have seen the rumor.
I should make a run at him.
I mean, Nashville, it's not what it used to be. It's kind of, big city. Income tax is good. Housing market's ridiculous, but, I mean, he's Aaron Rodgers. I'm sure he could afford it. A lot of celebs in Nashville now. Might fit right in. A little different than Green Bay. How would you feel about that, Hickman? I know you hate Titans fans, but...
I don't hate Titans fans.
You said they're the worst earlier during a break. Well, you said some are the worst. I tend to disagree. I mean, when it comes to fan bases in the NFL, I don't think the Titans are in the top 10 of worst fan bases.
They just beat Mahomes a couple of times in the regular season and thought they could compete, and they realized how wrong they are. But I like the Titans. I do not want to see Aaron Rodgers in Nashville.
That'd be just crazy, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Were the Titans not on Manning's, four-team list back in the
they
day?
Were.
It was Denver, San Fran, Tennessee, and there was one more. There was one more team that was kind of on the cusp of maybe competing or not, and then he ends up going to Denver and you know, wins a Super Bowl, breaks a bunch of records that one year. What makes I know the Seahawks have said they're not going to trade Russell Wilson. I guess we'll just have to kind of wait and see. But what's a good landing spot for him? Hmm. The Giants are apparently dead set on building around
Daniel Jones.
Yeah, they said they're going to put him in positions to be more successful going forward. So all the Russ Wilson to New York talk might be on pause for a little bit. But like, what makes sense for him?
That's who you need in Nashville, Russell Wilson.
You think?
Oh, I'd love it. Great guy.
But you don't want to see Aaron Rodgers because you don't like Aaron Rodgers or because you think the Titans would be really good with Aaron Rodgers?
I just despise Aaron Rodgers.
He doesn't like Aaron Rodgers.
That's a football player.
But you think with you'd be okay with Russ Wilson?
Yeah.
That'd be wild.
He's still got a lot left in the tank.
You think?
Oh, yeah. That team.
Could he bring Tyler Lockett?
Yeah.
I'd make that deal.
Mm.
I mean, A.J. Brown, Tyler Lockett, Derrick Henry, Russell Wilson.
What would you have to give up, you think?
For Russell Wilson?
I mean, what were the Texans shopping Watson for? Like three first-round picks, three second-round picks?
What did the Rams give up to get Stafford when they sent Goff? Because the Titans could send Tannehill to Seattle. Didn't they give up a first-round pick? Was it a first, second? Some later stuff, and Goff for Stafford? Or was it two first?
It was two first-round picks.
And okay. A third round.
And a third, okay.
Two first, a third, and Jared Goff?
So two first, a third, and Ryan Tannehill. Russell Wilson. You doing it?
Can we get Tyler Lockett?
Nope.
Probably not then.
Tyler Lockett's the difference?
That's like Batman. It's like Adams and Rodgers, man. Those two guys, they're crazy. And they looked awesome in the back half of the schedule once his finger got healthy. Hmm. Yeah, the Titans need another receiver. You know. Would you go three first-round picks if you could get Lockett in that?
No.
I mean, hang on. John Robinson hasn't exactly crushed it in the first round. You might as well just get rid of him.
We got to ask Davis.
Isaiah Wynn or whatever, that guy's garbage. He's in jail or something.
Wilson.
Yeah.
Isaiah Wilson. Right. Anyway.
I don't know.
It'd be funny to get Davies' takes on this because he goes to bat for Ryan Tannehill so much, but if we then propose Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson, what he'd sell Tannehill down the river for?
Well, I mean, I think that's true of a lot of NFL teams. Oh, I love my guy. Yeah, this is my guy. This guy's underrated. He's better. Okay, now you can have this guy instead. Yep. Yep, we're going to make that deal.
Upgrade.
That's just the way of the world in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, what are you going to have to give up? Well, Aaron Rodgers becomes a free agent, does he not?
Yeah, I think so.
So that's a little different there. He can just shop.
It's just money. It's just doll hairs at that point.
Well, that's why Tennessee makes some sense, right? I mean, no income tax. You make good money.
A little bit less of an offer. Okay.
See. Well, no, you can just offer the same, but he gets to keep more of it.
Titans got to go win now mode.
We don't have to.
Well, I think that's what they were in this year and didn't exactly work out once they got to the playoffs.
I mean, there's no more. I mean,
well, that's
your
window
is now.
Right, and that's the question for the Titans. I mean, that's what John Robinson and Mike Vrabel, like, that's what they're going to have to figure out. Like, is Todd Downing the offensive coordinator that can win us the Super Bowl, and is Ryan Tannehill the quarterback that can do it? And if not, they'd probably have to make a move. They've won a lot of games. They've beaten a lot of really good teams, but it seems like, you know, they always have a stinker in the playoffs.
Watching that Chiefs-Bills game, if that doesn't tell you that you'll never get to a Super Bowl, let alone win one with Ryan Tannehill as your quarterback, nothing will.
Okay, that was some of the best quarterbacking we've seen.
Exactly. Those guys in the bright lights in the postseason, when they have to be their best.
You know the Titans beat both of those teams this year.
In the postseason, in the brightest lights, when those guys have to be their best, Ryan Tannehill is not in the same stratosphere as Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes.
I don't disagree, and that's why.
He is.
Yeah,
I'd say they're about equal, but
I'd take Joe Burrow right now. If you're starting a brand new team and you only play playoff games, you want Ryan Tannehill or Joe Burrow?
Burrow.
Yeah. So in that conference, Tannehill is an average quarterback.
I mean, I'd like Ryan Tannehill. I'm not trying to knock the guy, but I mean, it's a quarterback league. Period. I mean, Joe Burrow got the hell beat out of him. Got sacked 9 times, threw a pick, but he also threw for what, 300 and something yards? I mean, he moved the ball. He got him in field goal range. He didn't make a ton of terrible mistakes. Tannehill threw three picks. I mean, I guess the 49ers are kind of the outlier because they play great defense and they run the football. Jimmy G's been okay. He didn't do anything at Green Bay. But they're kind of different. They're a little bit more old school, especially defensively.
I mean, look at the worst quarterbacks to win Super Bowls.
Well, the game's changed so much, man.
Recently. I mean,
like Doug Johnson?
Well, it'd be the Eagles beating the Patriots with Foles and, you know, whoever they had to
look, I know he didn't have the staying power, but Foles was amazing in those playoffs. True. Amazing.
Yeah, see? I mean, you had Flacco at Baltimore.
Okay.
And
Joe Flacco is elite, though.
I mean, everybody else is.
The weird case of Eli Manning.
Everybody else is pretty good.
Yeah, and he got two.
Yeah. Just not a good quarterback, though. I mean,
I think he was a good quarterback. He just wasn't – he didn't do anything elite.
But wasn't he better in the playoffs than he was
he
in
was,
regular season?
Yeah. Everything was better.
I'm on the bandwagon of we should be talking about Eli Manning over Aaron Rodgers on all-time quarterback list.
Because of two Super Bowls?
Forget that.
Wow. I like it. It's a good take. I mean, it's hot. You know, it's a hot take.
That's all I do.
You're listening to
Hour 3 continues, Thursday edition of the program. Cincinnati, Kansas City, 3 o'clock kickoff on Sunday. Then San Francisco and L.A. to follow, 6:30. Be some fun games, hopefully.
I don't know what to expect from that Niners-Rams game. No idea.
I mean,
I'm excited about that.
Feels like the Rams should, you know, handle them, but 49ers beat them both times in regular season.
Mm-hmm. But it's regular season.
Yeah,
you know, Titans beat the Bills, Titans beat the Chiefs, couldn't beat the Bengals.
Mm-hmm. For an off-season storyline, I think it would be fun to see the 49ers get back to the Super Bowl or even win it just because that puts them in a situation of, well, what are we going to do with Jimmy G? Because of
his deal's up at the end of this year, right?
Is it?
Is it or is he tradable?
I think he's tradable. Okay. Don't quote me on
that. Well, everybody's, I guess, tradable, but mm-hmm. I couldn't remember what the deal was there. Because they were talking about moving on from him earlier on this season. I mean, they drafted Trey Lance, and then they tried to get him in some games early. He just wasn't very good. I mean, they ran like a two-quarterback system in week 1, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And Jimmy G wins the job. Now, he has been banged up the last couple weeks, but they keep winning. Interested to see what they do. What's Pittsburgh going to do? They're toast. They have nothing in the hopper. Mm. Like, could they make a move for an Aaron Rodgers, a Russell Wilson?
That's not really their style.
No, I know. But you got to have a quarterback.
Yeah.
And this is not exactly the most loaded draft class for quarterback.
We didn't talk about the Saints losing.
That's right, Sean Payton.
Losing Sean Payton.
Yeah, that was weird. He's not retiring. He says he still may coach again.
We're not breaking up. Just need to take a break.
Well, I mean, he's breaking up with the Saints. Like, that's done. He's not going back there. He's just not leaving the coaching world. But that was strange. I mean, it was weird to see him coaching a team without Drew Brees on the, you know, under center. But, like, yeah, what do the Saints do? I mean, I don't remember. Like, how was Jameis doing before he got hurt? Wasn't he? I mean, he's halfway decent, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But
the Taysom Hill experiment is awful. The guy's not a quarterback. Use him as a gadget player, whatever, but he's not, you know, he's not a franchise quarterback.
Like one, stupid. All right, so these are open jobs in the NFL ranked from best to worst. You ready?
Okay, how?
I don't know.
Best to worst, like based on,
like,
I guess, what?
Enticing to the coach.
Like the roster's pretty good.
I guess, okay. All right, number one, the Las Vegas Raiders.
That's number one?
It's number one.
Why?
I mean, hell, because, I don't know.
And they bounced back without Gruden a little bit, but, I mean.
Here you go. The Raiders have the best quarterback situation of any of the available jobs.
With Carr and Mariota?
Yeah.
Is that really the? Wait a minute.
You want Trevor Lawrence instead in Jacksonville? That's number two.
I mean, I feel like the
And they have the first pick again, so that's why they put it number two. You got Lawrence and another first pick.
I mean, it's Jacksonville, so you're kind of doomed if you go there. But if we're taking quarterbacks, like, would you take the future of Trevor Lawrence or Derek Carr and everything you've seen from him so far? Like, I think Derek Carr's pretty good. I don't think he's terrible. But I feel like Trevor Lawrence, maybe not in Jacksonville, has a chance to be, you know, a pretty good player, really good player. He's got all the tools.
I think I'd still go to Vegas over Jacksonville. If I'm just
no, I would too.
Job,
I would too. I would too.
Everything.
Yeah,
but it would be nice.
The Jacksonville organization. I mean, hell, they might be moving to England here.
Well, don't forget too. I mean, when you have the first pick, not only do you have the first pick in the first round, the first pick in the whole draft, you have the first pick every round. Yep. I mean, you should be able to bring in a really nice draft class. But I don't know who wants to go there. Number three, the Miami Dolphins.
Still can't believe they fired their coach.
Apparently, he lost a power struggle with, you know.
Ownership?
Execs and stuff.
What was that? Power for what? He's the coach. Like, did he want more say-so in who they draft and personnel and moves and all that?
Interesting. The owner just said that he made the decision to part ways. Apparently, they disagreed on how to move forward.
Okay.
I determined that key dynamics of our football organization weren't functioning at a level I want it to be.
Okay.
So, there you go.
All right, what's next?
So, we had, Raiders?
Raiders, Jags, Dolphins.
Jags, Dolphins. Number four, Chicago Bears.
I feel like the Bears are not that far off. It really depends on if Fields is good or if he was just ruined by
apparently they
Matt
got
Nagy.
Some cap space.
It's not a terrible roster. I mean, you got Montgomery in the backfield.
Montgomery's a top 10.
I'd say he's top 10. Back. I say when he's healthy, I'd say he's top 10.
I mean,
10.
He's unreal.
I know it's like beaten to your head, but their defense is they've
always good.
Pretty good on defense. Yeah, they're not, old school Bears, but they're pretty good.
Well, if Aaron Rodgers just leaves too, the Packers
all of a sudden that division is
number five is the Vikings. They have no coach. And the other team's Detroit. So the division is super
weak. I'm surprised the Vikings aren't higher. Like the Vikings, they lost a lot of close games this year, and they've got a lot of young talent too.
I think they just hired their new GM. Yeah.
Who's after the Vikings?
Vikings are five. The New York Giants are six.
I wouldn't touch that job.
Then the
Sorry, Comas, man. That just it's a mess.
The Saints are seven. Let's see. I was trying to see what about like the Saints cap situation and stuff. Yep, there you go. One of the league's worst salary cap situations.
The Saints do?
Saints. That's why it's way down the list.
For some reason, I was thinking that they had a lot of money that they weren't using.
I don't think so.
Okay.
That was the whole problem with the Taysom Hill thing. They're cash strapped.
Well, that was stupid. I don't know who signed off on that. That reeks of like Bill O'Brien-esque, right? Like, get rid of all your good players, waste up a bunch of money, get rid of your picks. Oh, see ya. I know he didn't leave. He was fired, but still.
Well, speaking of Bill O'Brien, number eight is the Houston Texans.
Davis Mills didn't look bad. You got some skill players around there, but no, probably not.
Deshaun Watson situation still just hanging there. Crazy.
The Broncos did just hire Packers OC Nathaniel Hackett.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers going to follow in Peyton's footsteps, go get Super Bowl number two in Mile High?
Could be. There you go. That's they've got that on the hirings, and then the potential surprise job that could open up. There's been some rumors that the brass in Seattle are not on the same page with Pete Carroll.
Yeah, it seems like you're going to have to lose one of Pete Carroll or Russell Wilson in Seattle. Seems like that honeymoon is over.
Mm-hmm. That was a good run. You know what they say, the NFL, not for long.
Okay.
We'll come back. Final segment of the program.
Thanks, Dad.
Next. Final segment of the program. Appreciate you joining us here on 3 and Out. If you miss any portion, check out the podcast. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes. That way you get them directly to your device. Thursdays kind of stink with no NFL football. All this C basketball games are over.
Yeah, it's a big weekend. Got to get primed.
I guess so. Not a big... Probably not going to tune into these Big Ten games tonight. Definitely not staying up for Stanford-USC at 11 p.m.
Seems pretty late.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about this yesterday. I meant to get into it a little bit. I know we don't talk a lot of baseball on this show, but what did you guys think about Barry Bonds not being inducted into the Hall of Fame? It was Barry Bonds and one more, right? Roger Clemens got the no. How do we feel about steroid era baseball? Can we not just put an asterisk by some of this stuff? I mean, if the Baseball Hall of Fame is essentially a museum of the game, right? Like the great things that happened, the great players, just say, here's everything they did. Oh, by the way, they got popped for steroids.
I have a problem with the whole situation because it's baseball's fault.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like these were like Olympic athletes who figured out a way to trick the system and then were later busted. Like, there was no system.
No.
Like, baseball basically said, it's fine, just don't really tell anyone.
Mm-hmm.
We're not really going to test you for it. And then once the people came with the pitchforks, then baseball kind of retroactively cared.
Yeah.
And now they're keeping guys out of the Hall of Fame. Like, I disagree with what the guys did, but I also kind of disagree with them being punished when there's got to be other guys that weren't punished.
Well, that's my thing. I mean, yeah, Barry Bonds, steroids, you know, tested, got it. But how do we know, I don't know what the number would be, but let's say 50% of the pitchers that were throwing at him were on steroids, that weren't ever tested, that never were positive, they were ahead of the curve, whatever. I think for some reason the Baseball Hall of Fame has this very uppity, and I don't know if it's just like kind of the old school nature of the game, you know, America's pastime, like, oh, you can't do anything wrong in baseball and get into the Hall of Fame. But I mean, I know Barry Bonds wasn't big with the media. They didn't, you know, media didn't like Barry Bonds. He was kind of short with them. It's just, I don't know. It's just fascinating to me. I mean, should steroid use just keep you out of any Hall of Fame in any sport ever?
Not when it wasn't even illegal when you used them in the sport.
That's kind of where I'm at. You can note that, right? I mean, just put it on the the write-up of, you know, whoever gets in. But to say, Barry Bonds was a Hall of Famer before he got popped for steroids. I mean, you can definitely see what he started using them. I mean, he went from like a string bean base dealer to
ginormous.
But
I mean, steroids were on the banned substance list, but they didn't test for them until 2003.
Mm-hmm.
So like you're basically telling the guys to use them. I mean, I don't know. This is baseball's fault, and the Hall of Fame is baseball's baby. You know, picked by the writers.
Right.
That's what's weird. It's the, you know, it's
no, that, yeah, that's always
the writers
been a weird
who pick, but it's kind of baseball's museum, as you said. I don't know. Are other guys that got suspended for steroids later going to go in the Hall of Fame down the road?
And just say, oh, yeah, he got caught, served a suspension, but because they did it for so long when it was legal and then got, like that's strange to me.
Like, I don't know if any of these guys are, I don't know about their Hall of Fame credentials, but like Manny Ramirez was suspended 100 games in 2011.
Yep.
When he was suspended for 50 games for the Dodgers 2009. Because he served a punishment, would he be voted in? And here's the thing. That's the other thing. They weren't kept out because they used steroids. They were kept out because the writers didn't vote for them because they used steroids.
Right, yeah.
That's two different things.
Yeah, they're not banned from the Hall of Fame. It's just the writer's opinion.
Right. But that's always been all that matters for the Hall of Fame. That is the criteria.
Well, and it's funny, too, because David Ortiz had an incident in Boston where he tested positive, but they said the sample was inconclusive, and then he never tested positive again, but he gets in first ballot Hall of Famer. And he's a, you know, he's a big, jovial, likable guy. Barry Bonds, right, kind of the opposite. Yeah. Clemens was big just kind of so-so.
He's pretty much an ass, too.
Yeah, so is that it? Of I'm in the media. He wasn't nice to me when I covered them. And like, that's just stupid. That doesn't make any sense. Did he play the game well or not? And if he popped for steroids, just put it on the write-up. It's that simple.
But I think that's the way baseball's always operated with the Hall of Fame. Is like that. If you were the writer, that could be your opinion, but your vote just gets thrown in with everybody else's, and how it shakes out is how it shakes out.
Because they're not banned from the Hall of Fame. Pete Rose is banned from the Hall of Fame, correct? Currently? He's banned.
Yeah,
like, he can't go in under the current rule because he, you know, bet on the game and all that. But these guys could be in. The writers are just taking the stance of, no, you cheated the game. Like, so Sammy Sosa's never getting in. McGuire's never getting in.
Baseball's stupid with stuff like this.
Well, it's all this unwritten rule, code stuff that's not, well, I mean, not written, obviously, it's unwritten rule, but they just operate under this weird set of rules and like statutes where you don't know certain things. They're just kind of assumed and understood, whether you agree with them or not. And I've never understood it. Like the bat flips, the hit, you know, if a guy hits your player, you throw back at him, but you don't. It's just nonsense.
Like when they got mad at Fernando Tatis Jr. for they're up like 11-0, pitcher throws him a ball over the plate and he just crushed it. And
well, in fairness, I think that was like a left fielder that was coming in just to try to get the game over with because they were out of pitchers. Yeah, but then he smokes one into the upper deck. Yeah, they go up 15-0 at that point.
Well, what's funny is so Ortiz has a documented positive test and some of the guys that are left out don't. Like, how much sense does that make? I mean, like, I'm sure they were, you know, doping, if you want to call it that. But
right, right.
But baseball caught Ortiz. He gets in. They didn't catch some of the other guys. They're left out.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what's so weird. And, like, you mentioned Manny Ramirez. Like, he was suspended for PED use. Will he get in, or does that count? Like, oh, you got caught this one time. Mm-hmm. Whether it was a, you know, banned substance or not at the time. Anyway, just thought that was fascinating. I mean, I think growing up watching baseball, it was always the Braves or the home run chase, right? Like the Sammy Sosa McGuire year and then the Barry Bonds year.
Bonds got 66% of the vote. Clemens 65.2. You got to get to 75. So most of the voters agreed with
you. I guess they got to do some politicking.
Not enough. No, it's over. That was their last chance.
No, that's right. That was their last chance, wasn't it?
Yep. Nah, baseball has some stupid stuff. It's a fun game, but come on.
Come on.
I don't know. It's annoying. Friday edition back at you. Tomorrow we'll get you all set for the weekend. Tennessee's big matchup with Texas. Keep it locked in next for more Fan Run Radio. It's the Blitz.
Hey, guys. This is University of Tennessee tight end Jacob Warren for Craven.